right now, give it up again for Eric Larson.
This is a plea. This is a request of rapidly escalating desperation. My quill has grown dull as I rattle it around the bottom of a dried-out inkwell. My muse of heartbreak, who once babbled endlessly in my ear like a lovelorn toddler, has matured into a silently sulking teenager. The last time I saw my ex, it did not ruin my entire day. I did not fall into the inescapable quicksand of longing reminiscence, and I did not run home to write yet another poem about it. I need a new source of inspiration. My blood cries out for a catalyst to set it burning. My heart lies dormant, awaiting a shock with more cold cranking amps. I need to be reminded of the true color of the grass on the far side of the fence that looks so impossibly green from here. So I am looking for the type of woman my mother did not warn me about because she rashly assumed I was smart enough to know better. A girl with so much baggage, she needs a battalion of Freudian Sherpas and a retired Smithsonian archivist just to keep track of it all. Someone who is all wrong for me. A cancerous, leprous, pox of a woman. I should suffer her. I want my family to resent her and my friends to openly loathe her. I want to be blackmailed well past the point of emotional bankruptcy. I need Siamese twin levels of codependency. I'm searching for wailing tantrums and streaking breakdowns. I want a matching set of torn up photographs framed under shattered glass on opposing nightstands. I need a refresher course with the harsh rod of experience. I want stiletto heel gouges in my back and dried snot on my shirt sleeve. I will swallow that hook hole, then flop about on the stony shore in helpless panic after my guts have been yanked out. I want scars so deep and everlasting that after I am dead and in hell, the bartender at Satan's Cantina will buy me sympathy shots on the house. So if your middle name is Salome or Ophelia, see me later because I need a woman who will love me, hurt me, love me, hurt me, love me, hurt me, hurt me, hurt me, hurt me, hurt me, and then just walk away, leaving me with nothing but a fresh bottle of ink.
None other than Eric Larson, his first time here in Flagstaff. That's right. Hey, where's the email list? I think it was over there somewhere. Anybody see it? Hopefully it's not in anyone's pants. I don't know why it would be.